state lawmakers are proposing multiple education policies this year. The city of Durant and tribal leaders are against plans for an ICE detention center in their area. And experts warn of elevated fire risks for the next few months. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, January 15th. I'm Deborah Shar. Senate education leaders unveiled their priorities for this year's legislative session this morning, and literacy is promising to be a key focus. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on two initiatives to get Oklahoma kids reading.
Senate Bill 1338 would make permanent a previous pilot program to employ literacy coaches. If districts are identified for intervention and decline support, they wouldn't be eligible to receive certain funding. Senate Education Chair Adam Pugh says the goal is expansion.
They've only been able to get into 132 school districts. But we need to be able to reach every single school district in the state of Oklahoma and every single early childhood classroom.
Next would be an overhaul to the Strong Readers Act. Senate Bill 1778 would require first through third grade students who don't meet literacy targets to participate in a summer academy. Starting next year, if first graders do not improve or don't participate in the academy, they would go to a transitional second grade class or move on with targeted pullout sessions. In 2028, the law would apply to second graders. In 2029, third graders would be retained with intensive intervention services unless a parent submits a written consent. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Choctaw Nation leaders are trying to eliminate the possibility an Immigration and Customs Enforcement Detention Center could open near their tribal headquarters in Durant. Sarah Lisi reports.
Rumors swirled last November about a former Big Lots distribution center in Durant becoming an ICE detention center. A spokesperson for the city said local officials have reason to believe the rumors could be true, but they haven't received official federal communications regarding the proposed facility. Regardless, Choctaw Nation Chief Gary Batten says he's going to sign a tribal bill, unanimously passed by council, opposing the detention center. Choctaw leaders worry about the site's close proximity to tribal headquarters and community-serving facilities.
It's truly due to the safety and concern for, like I said, for our young and for our old, but also for all of our employees, our customers.
Batten says if a detention center plans to move to the area, he hopes he can find a solution with the city that will work best for everyone. I'm Sarah Lisi.
The Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust announced millions in grants Wednesday to expand access to doctors and cancer care in Oklahoma. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
The University of Oklahoma Health Sciences received $25 million, and the Oklahoma State University Medical Center received $30 million. Oklahoma Voice reports OU Health Sciences will use its funding to fund a new Stevenson Cancer Center site in Tulsa to expand treatment and clinical trials. OSU Medical Center will use its grant to build a new training facility and add 100 physician residency positions. TSET leaders say the grants will strengthen Oklahoma's healthcare workforce and improve long-term patient access across the state. I'm Nick Daniels.
Oklahoma has more dry, dormant, or dead plants on the ground than normal due to last year's rainfall. Anna Pope reports that's one contributor to increased fire potential in the state through March.
Springtime is Oklahoma's main wildfire season, thanks to warmer weather and high wind speeds. Last March, a perfect storm of conditions led to raging wildfires across the state. The land and its foliage recovered in the following months, aided by summer rains. Now, those plants are dried out, making them fuel for fires. OSU Senior Extension Specialist John Weir says prescribed fire is a popular land management tool under high fuel conditions.
So people are more apt to burn when there's more fuel, which a lot of times that's really good because they can help reduce fuel loads. And reducing those fuel loads can hopefully deter some wildfire activity and things like that.
At the same time, Weir says people who fight the wildfires are anxiously watching the weather to prevent uncontrollable fires. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Fires sparked in some areas of the state Wednesday, and burn bans are in effect in 10 counties. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.